Kyle Malin. He's the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
Boy, lots of action going on at the state capitol. And they spend a little time out, and they come back to work. It's busy.
Yeah, it's like they recharge their battery. They take a couple of weeks off for spring break, and everything just kind of builds up, and they come back in a week, and boom.
There's
all sorts of action.
There's a story in the MERS newsletter that says student protest targeted for higher ed. Do the legislators hear and see these type of protests?
Yeah, I don't think they do. I think what they do hear are restaurants that get, or businesses or entities that receive protests. I think they hear from them. And the story that we wrote about yesterday has to do with a restaurant in southeast Michigan that was subject to protests from an organized group, and included some students, but an organized group that didn't like the fact that this southeast Michigan chain was not paying people minimum wage. And so they were out protesting this restaurant. Well, some of the protesters were University of Michigan students, and the restaurant didn't feel like that was appropriate activity, that the tax money that they're paying to the state is going to help pay for these university students who are protesting outside of their restaurant. And so they asked the legislature to put an amendment in the higher ed budget in both the House and the Senate that tried to restrict that activity. And the Democrats blew the whistle on it in the House yesterday and made a fuss about it.
The Michigan Department of Corrections is in the process of auditing its 70,000 open parole and probation cases. But there are some who don't think that's a good idea, including the UAW. Why is that?
Well, it's kind of an exhaustive process, and it adds some subjectivity to what's going on. And there is, and what's going on here is the Department of Corrections is looking at trying to find out how paroles and probationers are doing out there and making sure that nobody is getting out on the streets who shouldn't be out of the streets and that those who are out there are following probation. And we had some situations in southeast Michigan lately where we had a youth who is a probationer kill his father and critically injure his rest of his family. And so this audit to the UAW appears to be a reaction to that and an overreaction. And I think they're concerned that that some of their probation officers might be put under kind of intense scrutiny and maybe subjected to things on a very subjective basis that could hurt their jobs.
The Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, the group that's fighting proposed changes to Michigan's no-fault insurance law, is saying that it's being shut out of the talks about reforms by Governor Snyder's office. Well, welcome to the party, because as you know, Kyle, we constantly hear about Democrats who say they're being shut out, and my response to them is always, well, get elected and get back the majority if you want to have some more say than you do.
Yeah, and that's definitely a valid take on this situation. CPAN is grumbling that they can't get a seat at the table. Now, the Governor Snyder's administration saying, well, we've got the Michigan Health and Hospital Association on our little work group here, and they represent, and they're a member of CPAN, so your concerns are being heard. Don't worry about it. We don't need, you know, every member from your organization to come in on our work groups, which are, limited in scope as we're trying to hammer out a compromise that we can get passed through the House.
All right, finally, Kyle, we had Senator Rick Jones on talking a little bit about the stem cell issue. He says he likes the idea of legislation that would make it mandatory for institutions, and right now we can, for this purpose, talk about the University of Michigan to tell us what exactly they're doing, and if not, it could afford the monies they receive.
Yeah, the reporting requirements that the legislature has baked into its budget the last year at least, and two, it, asks for these reporting requirements, and the University of Michigan has not necessarily given the legislature those numbers per se. Instead, they've kind of given them a data dump of newspaper clippings that show what they're doing with the money. And I think the problem here is not necessarily the numbers But I think that the legislature feels like they're being duped and they're getting the runaround from the University of Michigan. And I think the University of Michigan is a little skeptical about the purpose behind the reporting numbers, because I think they're afraid that Right to Life will take those numbers and somehow use them in some nefarious purpose by saying that these are lives that were killed in the test tube or on the you know, research table or something like that. And so, you know, there's a little bit of mistrust going on this issue. In the end, I think it's a lot of politicking, to be honest.
What's the newsletter going to be following today and next week?
Well, today I think is kind of, you know, luckily a slow day. So we're going to be working on a few different projects. But next week, I think that the budget is going to be passing through the House and possibly the Senate. You know, they're trying to get this thing passed by, the end of May, and they're cruising quickly toward that. They're going to run into a conflict with the Detroit Regional Chamber Conference. I don't think they're going to be able to get up there this year. That's what we're going to be watching. We've got budgets passing through the Senate and the House. And we'll see if the Democrats can win any amendments to substantively change the spending plan. So far, they have not been successful.
Kyle Lynn is the editor of the MIRS newsletter, MIRSNEWS.com. Kyle, enjoy your weekend.
Hey, you too, Tony.